Welcome to our favorite morning show topics podcast.
I'll go first.
Oh, right out of the gate.
So it's not really a topic. It's a situation.
Do we talk about it this morning or is this new?
Yes. I want to talk about your shirt and where you found your shirt.
Yes. Well, Chelsea complimented me on my shirt today. This is almost like a hunting type of shirt.
Yeah.
The story is my second cousin got this shirt for me.
I asked you where you found it this morning.
This morning. I found it in our bedroom. It's really where I keep most of my shirts.
Okay. Excuse me.
Yes. Go ahead.
Say what I want you to say.
Say what you need to say. I found this in the closet, hung up nicely. That's why it's not wrinkled.
And where did you put it?
I thought I put it back in the closet.
You didn't.
That's usually where I hang my clothes up.
So where'd you put it?
You said I put it in my underwear drawer.
How was it? What was the condition?
It was not folded, which I would have guessed it would have been folded at least halfway decently.
Okay.
But you said I did the ball and roll.
Yep.
Which if... Ladies, you know, all guys know what that is. Gals, that is when you take the shirt and you basically put one over one hand of the wrist, one over the other wrist, and then you just make a circular motion with your hands, and it creates a nice tight ball. And then you can put it in a crevice of your underwear drawer. Usually not to be found by your wife or girlfriend, but it looks like you found it. How'd you find it?
I was putting away your laundry.
Ah.
Oh, so sweet of me.
I'm a lucky guy. Anyway, your shirt looks very nice as well. Brand new shirt, although you said you got it in August. And I can't believe it. I mean, who waits that long to wear a new shirt? I don't get
it. It's a fall shirt. Why would I wear it in August?
You could have worn it in September, October. It's like late November. I'm surprised. It looks very nice, though.
What's your story?
My favorite topic this morning, because nobody got hurt.
We never even talked about that.
Oh, what happens to your body when you wake up at 5 a.m. every day?
Here we go. Tomorrow.
Let's do it tomorrow. Because nobody got hurt, I thought the Florida dog who put a car into reverse and drove it backwards in circles for an hour was, I thought that was interesting. Basically, cops were watching this person or who they thought was a person backing up. They realized it was happening for a while. And then it hit a mailbox and knocked over garbage cans. And they said, we need to go check this out. And then when the car stopped and it got closer, they opened up the car door because I think it was like tinted windows and a black lab jumped from the driver's side seat. Person left their car running in the street for an hour with a dog in it.
That is bad. That's why we have global warming.